more in the Mishnah here, even though there's parallels, what's the difference? By Hefesh Be'elosh HaZocha Shimon B'Gamliel and Shimon HaTzadik. Ke'elosh HaZocha Shimon HaTzadik Al-Yodim Hashem Yisbarach Hizcha Lo'olam Al-Di'atir Ba'avodos HaSodim Hashem Yisbarach Mashpi'a Olam Ke'elosh HaZocha Shimon HaTzadik Hem Yisaydus HaZcholos Olam Ve'elu Gimel HaZocha Shimon B'Gamliel Hem Kim Olam Sayyadu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Es Olam. So, first of all, one akuda to be masbe is the Rabban says in Chumash, a very famous Rabban, I've used to quote it often, that it says a bayar kinas kol shasavine toiv ma'oid. It says over there that toiv ma'oid is the re'ia of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what keeps the world its kiyum. That the lashon of the Rabban, that there's something in the world which gives a kiyum to the world. That's called the re'ia. The pshat is ki'ilu, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly mechadish to bria. Hamechadish v'tuva b'chol yom tamid. And that anything that's a bria stands forever. Anything that's a bria needs a constant boire. The famous Nefesh HaChaim, that's the difference between a bria and a carpenter. A carpenter, if you need him always, is a bad carpenter. A boire olam is always his mitzvias is a mitzvias that's be'etzim what makes the world. But there is a difference. If somebody was standing on day one of year one, there'd be no memory of a previous world. Today, we do have a memory, and we know that there's a previous world. So the way in which we can look at it is, there is a nakuda of Bereishis, which is a beginning point. And then there's a nekuda of ongoing. In other words, there's a kiyum right now, and a kiyum, and a kiyum, and a kiyum. Let's give a dugma. If I hire a worker with rights, where you have a law that you can't fire a worker, and unions and things like that. So I hired a worker on the beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah. So that moment was a gracious type of vineyard. Now he's there because he was there. Even if I don't want to have him now as a worker, I'm stuck with him. That's the law, that's the mahalach, that's the minhag medina, and that's that. That's one mahalach. There's a second mahalach where I could fire him at will. Or let's take even a better example. Let's say the type of work I have is not a kavudig work. I need somebody to drive a truck for the company. But rather, I need to move stuff from one warehouse to another warehouse, and when it's over, it's finished. So that be'etzim is a constant. I every minute, I keep rechecking to saying myself, and do I still need it? Do I not need it? Are there more boxes to be moved or not more boxes to be moved? But so the other pshat is every minute requires an affirmation that I still want and need the person. But mitzat the tzura of his melacha, it's ongoing. It's not the pshat every minute is a new job. It's a hemshech of the job. Mitzat the job, the nature of the job is hemshech. Mitzat its ability to exist on itself without the owner wanting to keep paying him, nothing happens. So that is the type of mahalach that is the kiyum versus the beginning. Let's give another mashal. A shtar has a kiyum shtar. So midr abanan, without the kiyum, the shtar is not a shtar. But when the tweeters come along, they're mekayim the shtar. So some chacham is going to come along and say, oh, it's a muktam, because they will mekayim it on Sunday, and it's chas v'balma before the kiyum, to the shtaris v'gem shtanel. So the answer is pashut. What they did was they were mekayim an existing shtar. Kiyum means to affirm that which is there. So the teichin was there, its existence and its right to exist is there because there's something new that happened. That is the mahalach of these inyanim. Okay, let's take a look at so we have inyanim that we can say shloshim ruchim, that we can say this is the reason to make a world, and this and shloshim that we can say this is the reason to be mekayim the world, and it within the nature thing itself, we said that ve'el gim shloshim ruchim kiyum oylam shelo kashmor kaim oylam ki adin kiyum oylam. Din and Avoida are Zelu Maseh. One is the reason to make the world, and one is the ongoing Kiyum of the world. We'll explain it in a minute. Kedin Kiyum Hashem Zvach Ma'im Olam Bikzei Shayyad Kashmir Ha'olam Kedin Kiyum Ha'olam Shashem Zvach Maimir Oil Mikzirosa, Shnemu Oma Vayehi Utsiva Vayamuit. Ugzirosa Yisparach Hu Hadin. Shalakach Nemo Cholabri Alikim. Because Yesh Din Boilam Vadin Hu Agzira Vadaina Seshuta Gashbroch My Sebracious. Shigozal Oilam Akium Bemidas Adin. Obezea Kadashbroch Hu Goyza Mikaim Oilam. Im Ain Din Boilam. So the first nekuda in which there's a parallel and there's a mesechta of kiyum versus bria is in this inyan of din and avoda, like I said before. Avoda means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a sheirish that it will be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilo, when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashadra Olam Oymed means from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, Kaviyachol, a place that allows for a Bria to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Sibas HaKiyum. So that lies in Avoida, like it says, Tachas Sahar Yavdun, the reason why Klai Yisrael could get a Mitzrayim was because there would be a Mahalach of Avoda. There would be a Yenika from the Shoresh. So the possibility of Avoda, the possibility of Kadosh Baruch Hu allows for Avoda, is what allows the world to come into being. Din is the ongoing Harchava of being Mevatel, the entire world, to Shlita. Whereas the Avodah says in English is very specific, the Kuda, Din is Shalom and the entire world. And B'meila, it is the Mahalach of Adayin is Ashur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gzeiris and Din, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where the world's Mekayim. So wherever, as we keep applying his Batos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the entire world, that brings the entire world back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So one is the Sheirish, one is the Kiyum. Ve'im, ein ha'emes bo'ilom, ein ha'kadosh Baruch Hu mekayim o'ilom, d'chsib smuchim la'ad lo'ilom, asuyim be'emes v'yosha. So the pasuk smuchim la'ad lo'ilom, areka de'emes him smuchim la'ad lo'ilom. In other words, they're supported and held up. Ki kush te'koi shiko lo'ikoi. So the second nekuda is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Torah avodim of chasadim. Torah is, we said last time, the mahalach of emes mitzad the mocker that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah is, it says Alpayim Shana before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Torah and so on. It means Torah is a nekuda of Ratzon Yisparach. That's a very exact to an exact nekuda ke'ilu of Ratzon v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the mida with which it keeps on being is emes. If a person, if there is sheker, it's ma'avis the Torah. So it fits onto the Torah. The thing that most everything else is not such a evus of Torah. The person learns Torah when he's as a balgaiva or as an achs or whatever, it's a begam. But if a person learns, if he's megal panatosh like halacha, if he's not learning emes in Torah, then there is a problem inside the Torah itself. So that's the second one.
Can I ask a shayla?
Yes, please.
The Nefesh HaChaim that says that if there wouldn't be limit Torah, then the world would be in this battle, because the same as the, like Rebbe mentioned before, the same as the Zabris has to be in this kaim.
Right.
He's saying a nekuda in the etzem sherish, or he's talking about the nekuda of emes, which is the kiyum.
I think the Maral is talking about the Maral is about the emes, that's the kiyum. What he means is I'm not sure which one. In other words, in a certain sense, in ultimately it's the same, but which one he's specifically referring to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Haluka between the sherish and the emshich, that it's different in Yanim, that's his haluka. It's hard to.
So one flows into the other anyhow. So it's
right. Mm-hmm. The okay, and then the third one is v'im ena shalom hari amana kasholom u'shnas ha'semes bo bebrias olamoy begmara bria hashlama fu hashalom v'chol talibay. The Gemara of the Bria is Shalom. In other words, just like give Moshlema Davadayma, when a person finishes a beged, if there are bits and pieces not in their place, that's where it unravels. When every piece fits in and clicked in perfectly well, then it's completely closed and it doesn't unravel. Shalom is sort of the finish of the Bria. So if there is no shalom, yeah, shalom and you know, if in the sheirish, if there's no musig of chesed, means there's no musig where the pieces fit together. That's in mitzad the sheirish. If HaKadosh Baruch would create a world of pieces where each piece was for itself, would fall apart. Just like if you have a society that that everybody's there for himself, you don't have a society. Society falls apart. Here also, if you don't have the chetimta to put it all together, everything falls apart. Kashom shatsa shatsa b'riya shalama b'gmaa b'riya shalama v'ashalam v'akol toli boi v'boi toli akol. V'im ein ha-shalam harei zei smaititus ha-omod shenas Hashem isbarach la'olam. So, if there's a lack of shalom, means it's like a metzias of like the way the world explains earthquakes, that you have different sections of the world that don't mesh together well, and as they start falling apart, they start sliding against each other, they fall apart. Every mahalach of his mitzvahs of the world is every lack. If the pieces can't mesh together and can't work together, that's where things begin to unravel. Just like a maisit, a better maisit and a worse maisit don't fall apart. As soon as there's internal friction of maisit, it begins to fall apart because it's no longer a maisit. So he says, "Vim ein shalom, that's a call. Tell him, 'Vim ein shalom, zem espayt es amuch nasa shem espach loydom.'" You know, like a spoke gave bits and pieces in the world that they click together and fit together. There's another. This is also. I think we mentioned it last time. It's keneged. It's pirushim are keneged. The three sweeping sections of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagas. There's sheirish. There's reishis. What we call meichin. The midas of chachma and bina das. There's emtza, which is the entire body of it. And then there is malchus, which is a cap on it, as sort of to close it all in. And each one of these midas is more relevant. One is relevant to the beginning, one is relevant to mid, and so on and so forth.
It's, 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 it's,
saying something. And the answer is like this. If the person became us of the emes, stalled himself to Akash Baruch, I'm mechuyev to do what I'm told to do. I build into a kid the musig that what Ribbono Shel Olam says to do is right. So right now he's not a mensch. But once he has that, I can sit down and say, listen, this is what the Gemara say, this is what Chazal say, this is what Sifrei Musa says. You know, there's something here. I have a nekuda to which to hold him responsible to. If I start with the kid to be a mensch, mikoyach, because you got to be a mensch, that's great. So let's say the social pressure or the his conscience will force him to be a mensch. But then when I say tzitzis and tefillin and snap, I don't have that nekuda anymore. More than that, when it comes to nisoyin and mamonis, where you can go this way or that way, a nisoyin and benam chaver, you can go this way or that way, I don't have a nekuda from which to be mamshich and to say, you know, this is your chiyuv. So a person who makes a shita out of being toiv l'shamayim and rala adam, where the pshat is he reinforces those natiyas, that's again of a pchina of a talmud shein a hagun, and there's a lot of problems and attack. It doesn't go anywhere. But somebody who's normal, regular kid, and you have a choice of what does he come out with on his basic educational level? Does he come out with a sense of yesh din v'yesh dayin and I'm mechuyev to it? Or you can come out with a sense of be a mensch, be a nice guy, you know, care about people. It's nice to think, you know, it always strikes us bad when somebody's a big tzaddik and he's a very difficult person to get along with. But in as far as his future goes, if someday I can sit down and say, this is what it says, and if he's beholden to it, then he'll do it. He'll try to twist out of it, he'll try to fanfit, but at the end of the day, I have an akuda to hold him to. If I don't have that in place, then I don't have where to go further with it. So there is something. If I build Avinir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I say to a person, this is Kizek Kol HaAdam. This is what a person is. A person is Tzel Malakim. So now I can start working and saying, this is not like Tzel Malakim. This is not like Tzel Malakim. This is not like Tzel Malakim. This thing. But if I don't have that basis, I don't have. So there is a Makom. And that's why you start with the Avinir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you start working on the person. Once I have the dugma, once I pick a dugma, this is what a person ought to look like, then I can start molding the person. It keeps going minav sherish to the outwards. Once I have a teichen that's keroy, l'chacham akol yom ha-gedalt v'chom notzi l'guf tevel shtika. V'dova zeh hu mailas ha-adam. This is the Malas Adam. And he answers us, if Mashom Aselach HaRav, Zeh Ina Deim Al Hashem Hashem Vrachi Aselach HaRav. Ki Lamayla Pirish, or Sheyaf Ali Rav, Kler Shilov Yudei Chet. Kashi Yismach Al Daito. Vekana Maselach HaRav, Av Sheyna Roit, Zeh Lismach Al Daito Klau. Im Kol Zeh Om Aselach HaRav, Kedei Shilat Teres Emes. In other words, the first Aselach HaRav is, as a Zahirus. You know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative in this world to me, is plenty almighty. And, you know, if he says, you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. That's that. The second one is a type of havana to a person. It's to have the person, by having a rab, the person learns what's right and wrong and learns how to do it. Still you need a rabbi. It's not enough just to have a place. You need a rabbi to teach you. Because a person needs to be mishtal nosof, mishtam zolamaylo. Uraya lezeh ki ba'ilu b'ezeh musrim oim al tar b'lasim modis. Ki nira ki ein dov ezeh chreichi. He wants to bring a raya that you see that there's another, you see that in certain things it keeps the same musa and it changes in certain things. So I guess in the Altarba La'aso Modis, which is not there in order to save you from Issa, but rather, like I explained before, that a person needs gemiras, the behiras of learning, the etzim understanding and knowledge of what's right is important, is a raya that the rest of it is also like that. In other words, the first part is not to go wrong against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second part is to learn and understand emes with your own seichel. Okay, what, any questions?
Just to fully understand, in the Indian Avanira, so you build first the shirish by the person of the most basic emes that there is.
Right.
But is there also the faket and akuda that when in terms of building the more muchish and then you work off to the things that are more mufshit, so is there an akuda of taka working faket that you, there is a, in a certain area you will build like a ben adam lachaveri before you get to ben adam lamakim, because it's something, let's say like kibbud avaim is a mashal for kavod hakadosh baruch and this type of thing. No, I'm just trying to understand where's the split. You have mitzad echad, we're saying that you have to give him this basic yisoid that is acharit hakadosh baruch hu avon yira. Mitzad sheni, we find faket that you build. I suppose it's as mesholim towards hakadosh baruch hu. Kibud avaim is a moshel towards hakadosh baruch hu. So you're using something that's closer to the person, but it's all built on this yisoid of avon yira.
Understand. The sense of Avin Yira is a sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Etzem Mitzvah is the Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maisa Mitzvahs, the Kol Yusum, are Hemsheichem of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's correct that the Maisa Mitzvahs carry themselves an enhancement of the Yira and Avin, so on and so forth. But that's not the Rikim Mitzvahs. I think that's the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Square.
Okay, good job.
Good job.
Bye.